This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's that? Is that we'll be in Flowery Branch?
Because we're going to be in Flowery.
I didn't even say it in that recycler like a fool.
Flowery.
If it'll let people know. Who knows who we'll talk to on Monday? Maybe the star of the game.
Yeah, whoever that is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we should, you know, what's the... The player of the game sponsor here. Don't they have a player of the game? Like Dave sits down with the player of the game after
probably.
The locker room, is a Mercedes Benz or something like that.
I'm sure they have that.
Oh, I was just curious.
I don't know.
I was just curious if they did that like during.
Okay, let's say it's Mercedes, the Mercedes Benz player of the game.
It will be Braylon Trice, 2 sacks.
Great. I would love to talk to Braylon Trice on Monday.
Two sacks.
He was really fun to talk to when we were at the Children's Hospital back
cool.
in. They were all really
were all
cool.
Yeah,
that was really, that was, what a great
event. It was fun. They dressed up, them being dressed up and everything.
I hope we get
really
to do
cool.
that again.
Yes, that was awesome.
That was really, really fun.
Yeah.
It was awesome. We met all the rookies last year and got to be out there that day. And Braylon Trice was fun to talk to. And Dorless. Remember, was Dorless dressed
Dorless
up like Spider-Man or something like that?
Like, he barely fit the costume. Though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, which was the funniest thing about it.
Big man. He'll play tonight, I would assume.
Yeah. I mean, all those first and second year guys are going to play tonight. All the players I don't know, but he should play. And he's going to play. Rook's going to play.
Yeah, put Rook out there.
Let him play. But I think all the draft class from last year, except for the linebacker from here.
And Penix.
Yeah. Are not going to play.
Yeah.
And so everybody else, I don't see why there should be no reason why they're not.
Playing. Agreed. 100%.
No reason why
they're
not.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So apparently Sex Toy Gate has all been organized by one group of people in some conspiracy to try to sell a crypto coin. Now, in this ESPN article, I cannot find what the actual coin is.
I don't know anything about the story you're about to say, but that all sounds believable.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So there have been, so an anonymous guy got onto a Zoom call yesterday with the WNBA. Goes by the name Lieutenant Daldo Rain. Completely face blacked out. Voice change.
Lieutenant what?
Daldo Rain, which is, I guess, what Brad Pitt's character in Inglorious Bastards was called.
I was going to say it's one word, one letter away from what has been happening.
It is actually happening, yes.
Exactly.
And maybe that was done purposely.
Probably.
So he's speaking that the controversy that's already going on in the NBA was a great way to bring attention to his crypto coin, which still have no idea what the coin is. But sales have increased by like 3,000% of the coin since the very first incident. There have been several more, actually. So on Tuesday, there was one that did not make it all the way to the court, Liberty versus Wings. Mm-hmm. There was one that was supposed to be tossed, Seattle Storm versus Lynx, but the person chickened out and didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday, there was a woman sitting behind home plate for Marlins Astros, holding one in her hand. These are all part of one group of people trying to sell this crypto coin. And apparently it is working. But there have been several arrests of everybody. Everybody that's thrown one onto the court at a WNBA game has been arrested. So
I'm trying to figure out how does a dildo sell their stuff?
It's a coin. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe that's on the
I'm
coin.
I'm glad you said it, though. What? I'm glad you said it. We've just been saying sex toys. And you went one step further and said it.
That's not a curse word, is it?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure you're allowed. I'm pretty sure you're allowed to say that.
So it's not just random acts of violence.
It's such a funny word. I'm sorry. It's a funny word. It's a funny word. But this is we giggled about the first one. Yeah. I didn't know it was a whole thing. The people that get caught doing it need to be arrested and also smacked with it.
Yep, right in the face.
And it very much seems like something that someone who started their own crypto coin would coordinate. Now, I don't understand how any of that works.
I don't either.
So let me venture into being very ignorant really quickly. Can you just make your own crypto coin?
I'm assuming.
Can we make one?
We should.
Yep. Why not?
I don't know. I
mean, everybody else is.
The Hawk Tua girl.
Anybody want to let us know on the
made one
on the text
and then
line? How do you get started making a crypto coin?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe we can sell it to some people. I know a bunch of people will buy it. The millions of listeners to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy.
I've tried, honestly. I have made a genuine effort. I've listened to podcasts. I've read stuff. Try to understand the blockchain and all of that, how crypto works. I don't get it.
Don't get into it.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Don't get into it.
No question.
I've been in those. I sat down and it's just like, I'm not interested.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into it. It's just such a phenomenon. I was like, just let me try to. I'm pretty smart. I'm not that smart, but I'm pretty smart. I don't get it.
Which makes less sense, the crypto coin or the NFT?
the NFT.
Both equally.
The NFT we knew from the jump was like, you guys are getting scammed. Like,
that was crazy.
What if I just screenshot it and then I have it too? No. All right.
It's not the original.
Okay.
Original what?
Original what? Yeah.
So anyways, we heard from one of the two most prolific smelling salts users in George Kittle already. Well, here's the other one sitting down with Kay Adams, being Baker Mayfield.
I think the reasoning was that it masks concussion symptoms, but if you get knocked out, which is the whole purpose of smelling salts, to wake you up, you're not allowed back in the game. So I think it was a quick trigger to ban them, just to kind of a CYA. But it is what it is.
A CYA?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
Cover your butt.
Cover your CYB?
Yeah,
cover
basically.
Cover your ass.
Yeah.
Got it.
There you go. Yeah, apparently it's now you just got to bring your own juice to the party. Got to wake up ready to go.
What's in the juice? Espresso?
It's, you know, flavor of the day. Maybe espresso, maybe coffee. A lot of pre-workout. Who knows?
Yeah. Who in the NFL is going to be most affected by this?
I'm going to be severely affected, to be honest with you.
What's going to replace smelling salts? Because now that's all I'm going to be worried about for the next
More headbutts.
They're not banned. You
be
can
careful out there.
Right, you just have to bring yourself.
You got to bring yourself. But I think, you know, that, like, I remember Hugh would talk about it too. Like, I've had teammates, and just like, why do you need all that stuff in your body to go play this game?
Right.
And they would put stuff in, like, we had this thing called, Spark. It was a Spark. You put it in a bottle of water, shake it up. It's like energy drink.
It's like a pre-workout kind of?
Pre-workout kind of thing. Yeah. Like, they would put that, mix it with coffee. And I mean, it would just have a volatile whatever before the game. I was like,
it just feels like your heart would explode.
Yeah, just like a Celsius or something.
I did. Only time I've ever done something like that, that's when I threw up on the quarterback.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I took all that stuff and it just was like, just.
I took pre-workout one time. I bought like a little thing of it from GNC. Took it one time before I worked out. Now, it worked, I will say. Like, it gave me more energy to work out. But it felt like my hair was tingling.
Yeah, man.
Like, it felt like I was flat out on drugs. Now, again, I was able to do a little bit
kinda
more.
Are.
But you are. I mean, you actually are on drugs, just not illegal ones. But, yeah, I mix all that stuff together and go out there. The problem is, like, it does wear off after a while. You know what I mean? Like, a football game is 3 hours long. Yeah.
Whenever we say put something in your body, just give me 3 hours. Oh, what about overtime?
What if there's overtime? What if there's a lot of commercials?
Yeah, just give me just
a lot of sustained drives.
Just get me through this 3 hours. Like, all right,
what if they pass a lot and don't run it very much?
Dude, unbelievable! I'm like, dog, y'all are just like 3 and 4 energy drinks, Sparks. What's the pill? Trainer Plus.
Oh,
like all
man.
This stuff and
Nodos.
I mean, just like damn,
the Jesse Spanos.
How do you come down from that?
Badly.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Badly. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, let's get to some Sports Jeopardy here. Funk Friday.
This is Andy and Randy's Sports Jeopardy.
Okay.
Ooh, Randy.
Andy. What?
Oh, no. They're showing Saquon Barkley in college. goodness.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Cheat code.
All right, fellas.
All right, Abe.
Which NFL franchise won a record 24 straight preseason games?
Andy. The Ravens.
That is correct.
Remember when the Falcons had lost like 15 in a row and everyone was freaking out?
Well, anyway. Well, not good enough for the streak, because which Falcons NFC South rival has the longest preseason losing streak? Andy.
Got to be the Bucs, right?
Yeah, it is. How'd you know that?
I don't know. Because they were really bad.
That, of course, is if you don't count the Chicago Cardinals, who lost 29 straight when most of their players were off at World War II. So they also had like 10 preseason games back then.
You give them a pass on that
one. Yeah.
I think so.
They're a little busy.
Which college football team last year, who began the season unranked, ended up with the highest AP ranking?
Randy. Was it Arizona State?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Ended the year at 7 overall.
Wow.
Randy, off to a nice one there. Which country is hosting the 2026 Winter Olympics?
Randy. Stockholm.
That's a city, country. But also wrong.
I mean, I don't know, so I can't really make too much fun.
Yeah,
you could guess a country.
I'll guess a country, yeah. Cold weather country.
Sweden.
Yeah, I know Sweden could be a good Stockholm's there, but I don't know. Sweden, is it?
No. I would have given him credit if he had gotten Stockholm right. The answer is Italy. It's a Milan Cortina, Italy.
I didn't know it snows like that.
They got mountains up north.
They got mountains
up
there. What was the Falcons record the last time they were above 500?
Randy. Oh, God. That was they were 2-1.
No, like for the full season,
ending a season.
I'll let you continue. I will let you continue.
Great answer.
I thought that was
you can
did.
Continue.
Thought,
that's a great answer.
Okay, last time they were with their final record above
at the end of the season.
Yeah.
At the end of the season. Okay. I was like, hold on, they were 2-1 last year. All right, the last time they were over 500, their record was they were. Oh God, were they 9-8? I guess 9-8.
9-8 is incorrect.
It was 2017. I think they were 10-6.
It was 2017, and it was 10-6.
Okay, yeah. I thought they were.
And then they won a playoff game.
Yeah, they beat the Rams.
And then they
played
lost
great
to
in that game.
The Eagles, I think, right?
Yeah, and they lost the Eagles in a really good game.
Which college football team plays in Lavelle Edwards Stadium?
Andy. BYU.
That is correct.
Lavelle and BYU go
right
hand in hand.
I would have never guessed BYU. Lavelle?
You should Google Lavelle Edwards.
Who were the first two players in Major League Baseball this year to reach 40 home runs?
Randy. Kyle Schwarber.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say his name.
I know you're not.
I'm not. He plays.
Just say his nickname.
No.
You know it.
I know. I'm not going to say it. He played for Seattle.
You know who it is. Yeah. You very clearly know who it is. Yeah. Cal Raleigh. I'll give you credit.
Yes, I'm not going to say it.
I got you.
You know what's so funny? Like, there's other analysts that won't say it either.
I get it. I like saying it, but I get why people don't.
Andy leads 4-2. Randy, you need a little run here.
Randy's beating me 4-2 right now?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Leading 4-2. Okay. The Little League World Series is held every year in Williamsport, Andy.
Pennsylvania.
In which state? Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow. I did not know that that was going to be what you were going to say.
I thought one of y'all might ring in before I got to Williamsport and then miss it for that reason. What city is going to host the college football championship game this year?
Randy. Is it Santa Clara?
That is incorrect.
That's the Super Bowl, I think.
Oh, the Super Bowl.
That might
be.
Andy, obviously.
Andy, for the to lock it off for the win.
How about New Orleans?
I think that's 2 years from now.
Okay.
The correct answer is Miami.
Ah, really? Okay.
But Andy still has hope.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.